speaking to himself. Even then, they can't go fast. They've got no beast but the mule, and all today the girl's foot has been bleeding. The man with the silver bridle flashed a quick intensity of rage on him. Do you think I haven't seen that? He snarled. It helps anyhow, whispered the little man to himself. The gaunt man with the scarred lip stared impassively. They can't be over the valley, he said, if we ride hard. He glanced at the white horse and paused. Curse all white horses, said the man with the silver bridle, and turned to scan the beast his curse included. The little man looked down between the melancholy ears of his steed. I did my best, he said. The two others stared again across the valley for a space. The gaunt man passed the back of his hand across the scarred lip. Come up, said the man who owned the silver bridle suddenly. The little man started and jerked his rein, and the horse hoofs of the three made a multitudinous feint, pattering upon the withered grass as they turned back towards the trail. They rode cautiously down the long slope before them, and so came through a waste of prickly, twisted bushes and strange dry shapes of thorny branches that grew amongst the rocks into the levels below. And there the trail